The Supreme Court has rejected the argument of an Alaskan convicted of a brutal crime that he has a constitutional right to DNA testing. The court split 5-4, ruling this morning that a convicted criminal does not have a federal right to access crime scene DNA for post-conviction testing. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington.
Chief Justice John Roberts wrote the majority's opinion. He acknowledged that DNA testing has an unparalleled ability both to exonerate the wrongly convicted and identify the guilty. However, Roberts said the availability of new DNA testing technologies cannot mean that every criminal conviction is suddenly in doubt. He said it's up to states, and usually their legislatures, to decide how to employ such tests. Alaska is one of only three states that does not guarantee criminals the right to go back and do modern DNA testing. Despite that, Roberts wrote there is nothing inadequate about Alaska's post-conviction relief procedures or the way they're applied to people who want DNA testing. The state of Alaska has said it will allow a convicted criminal access to the test, but not in this particular case because the felon did not make a strong argument for his innocence. State Assistant Attorney General Ken Rosenstein says the decision means defendants will have to channel their claims into state court rather than federal court.
This decision does not give defendants any greater rights than they had yesterday. And it doesn't take away any rights either, but it just says that the states in general and Alaska in particular is well equipped to deal with these claims in a fair and just manner.
The case centered around William Osborne, a Fort Richardson soldier convicted of raping, beating, and leaving for dead an Anchorage prostitute in 1993. He wanted DNA from a condom found at the scene retested with newer, more precise technology, but the state of Alaska refused him access to the evidence. Osborne was represented by the Innocence Project, which advocates for the wrongly convicted. Staff attorney Nina Morrison says nationally the decision won't have much impact since most states already have DNA testing laws on the books. But she hopes to see Alaska follow suit and craft a more specific law.
I don't think there's any question that the people of Alaska would want someone to be given access to a DNA test that could prove their innocence. So it's really up to the legislature, you know, to pass a law. There have been several years in which it's been considered and it hasn't quite gotten to a vote. And we're hopeful that this year they are going to pass a law and that they'll make it a meaningful one.
Justice John Paul Stevens agreed with the Innocence Project's arguments and wrote the dissenting opinion, saying Osborne does have a constitutional right to DNA testing. He noted the state of Alaska possesses physical evidence that, if tested, will conclusively establish Osborne's guilt or innocence. Stevens wrote the test is simple and has a modest cost and called the state's denial of evidence arbitrary. The court's four conservative justices sided with the state, and Justice Anthony Kennedy joined them, tipping the decision in their direction. As to how the decision affects Osborne himself, the Innocence Project says it plans to follow through on filing paperwork with the state to try and qualify him for testing. Nina Morrison says the question is whether the state will grant it.
If he goes ahead and files the new procedure in state court that they're pointing to, are they going to agree that he should get DNA testing? Because what they told the Supreme Court was, you know, we don't have a problem with DNA testing. We just want it to be in state court rather than federal court. And nobody's called me today saying, you know, they want to give William Osborne a test as long as he files a piece of paper in state court. So, you know, we're certainly happy to use whatever procedure is available.
Ken Rosenstein with the state's attorney general's office would not say exactly what Osborne needs to do to meet the state's requirements and would only say there are procedural hurdles he must surmount. Rosenstein says other convicted criminals could have a shot at getting their DNA retested if they follow the state's guidelines.
First, and unlike Osborne, he has to file a claim asserting his innocence and seeking the DNA evidence, if it's newly discovered evidence, to support that claim. And as we've pointed out all along, Osborne has never claimed that he's innocent. In fact, he's confessed his guilt.
The Supreme Court decision overturns the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling last year that Osborne is entitled to the DNA. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.